At the time, I was a freshman. I was a new cadet, and I was still adjusting to life here in Blacksburg. I was a Florida boy. And I had been pledged to join a military society. And the last initiation was to do a mountain run with our rifles and with a backpack of bricks. And it was winter, and it was raining, pouring, pouring rain.
That grueling exercise made John Kelly think of cadets who came before him, who'd run this same trail, some of whom went to war. Kelly later became an Air Force officer and ultimately worked in the private sector, but the calling he felt on that trek up Brush Mountain never left him.
The thing that has always held my appeal about this story, and I think the reason it stuck with me all these years, is that the story was not so much about the war, but about what happens afterward.
The Fallen Snow opens as a young man returns to a tiny Virginia town where he grew up. Joshua Hunter has been injured physically and emotionally by the battle.
And even though it started out as Joshua's story, all these other characters came into it so naturally with all of their own issues. There's the fact that that was the same autumn as the influenza epidemic, and 50 million people around the globe died. And just the fact that there could be that much tragedy going on at the same time. And yet, you know that people still lived, and they still fell in love.
Kelly uses war as a metaphor for change. He juxtaposes it with the constancy of the southwestern Virginia landscape, its majestic mountain ridges as far as the eye could see.
For me, it was important that the story be set against this backdrop. And, you know, the town of Hadley, which is a fictional town, really is kind of straddling this old-growth forest that has not been devastated like pretty much all the other hillsides around them. And so this idea of them kind of teetering between this world that is kind of coming to a close, too. I mean, it's kind of the end of a small boom town. And yet there is still this echo of the past that's there.
The title, The Fallen Snow, evokes the war dead and wounded, and the way snow can make you see things differently, like a soldier returning home.
He looked up when he heard the whistle. A freight train barreled along the far track, not slowing. The thunder rose to a feverish clamor. Just a train, that was all. No grenades or gunfire, no shells or gases. Yet his body made no distinction. He heard the ringing in his ear and felt the tightness in his chest. He fled home, as he had each night on the front. An orchard of hardwoods blanketed the land. By now, prominent oak, chestnut, and hickory would have cloaked the ridges in deep reds and muted yellows. Beneath their twisting canopy, he could wander for hours among hay-scented ferns, through sprinklings of mountain laurel, witch hazel, and dogwood. Stands of birch and spruce clung to the high northern niches. Groves of hemlock shielded rocky streams below. He remained there, safe along the wooded slopes, even after the train had passed. When he could breathe again, he opened his eyes. He wiped his neck, feeling the slender chain beneath his palm. His hand grew damp.
Author John Kelly, reading from his novel, The Fallen Snow. I'm Robbie Harris.